Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim. Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Podcast.
Incredible. Incredible. It's just a great day today. It's the very first Rev Tim podcast of 2005. January 3rd here, folks. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. Now, this podcast is about bringing hope to the world through inspirational messages, through the Word of God, and through just talking about practical, everyday things that we can do to enhance our lifestyle and find out what maybe God would have for us in our life. If you want to find information about Rev Tim, go to the show notes, point your browser to podcast.revtim.com. Or if you want to email me, just go to podcast@revtim.com. And we would love to hear your comments about the show. I already got a few comments, and it's great to see the popularity is increasing, and a lot of people are going and subscribing to the Rev Tim podcast. And I want to thank everyone out there that has done that. It's really a privilege for me to be able to share into your life in this way. Well, what I want to talk about today basically is about the new year. You know, we all have resolutions that we make, and we have goals. We all make promises to people about the new year. When it starts out, we're going to lose weight, or we're going to, you know, spend more time with people. And really, I want to talk about our families and our kids so that we can have some clarity and some focus going into the new year. And I want to talk about five things that we can do to really reconnect with our kids, because a lot of times with the busyness of our world, we're just not connecting that much. The first thing I want to mention is, you know, that we would just communicate. We would have some kind of communication that would be open with our kids that would make a difference in their life. And that communication is easier than we think sometimes. One thing we have to do is get away from the busyness of life. And when the kids walk in the door and just kind of go to their room and play video games or get on the phone or, you know, I am their friends, all those kinds of things that happen. Or, you know, we're just kind of living separate lives with our spouse in the home. We need to make a conscious effort to really reconnect. And one thing I know that the Word of God says, it's about relationships. It's about really making these relationships count. And so one thing that you have to do is make a definite effort to communicate with your kids or your spouse. You have to find a time when the distractions can be at a minimum and that you can have real conversations with them. And don't just talk about things that you're interested in. Get into their head. Get into their world and let them know it's fine to talk about anything and everything. So ask those probing questions like, you know, what are your interests? What are you thinking about for the future? You know, what's your opinion on this or what you're feeling? Give value to what they're saying. A lot of times we have alienated ourselves from what our teenager was involved in, and we don't really know their opinions, and maybe they don't really feel like we value their opinions. Or maybe our ways have just kind of gone like a fork in the road and we're not really into each other anymore. One of the connections that we can do is we can just stop, you know, go down to Starbucks and just say, you know, let's hang out for a few minutes and let's just try to do this and let's try to connect again. Let's try to make it the way it used to be. A song that brings us out was written by Yours Truly and Luke Franks, and I want to play this for you. It's called Coffee in a Chat. So sit back and listen to this song, Coffee in a Chat, and it's all about reconnecting with someone that you used to be connected with in a lot closer way before. Check it out. Yours Truly, Coffee in a Chat.
Would you like to go downtown, have a coffee and a chat, catch up to where our lives are at? This place is world-renowned and the perfect place to ask, 'cause it was beautiful this time last year. I remember I was there. I just had one question to ask. said that you loved me? Was it all just a game? Were you lying when you said that you need me? Or do some things change? Would you be straight with me? 'Cause I wanna know the truth. I've always tried to do that for you. 'Cause I don't wanna chase a dream if I know it won't come true. Just tell me what I need to do. I just have one question to ask you. Were you lying when you said that you loved me? Or was it all just a game? Were you lying when you said that you need me? Or do some things change? Doesn't always have to change. It doesn't always have to change. Why does it always seem to change?
Yours truly, Coffee in a Chat. Well, you see, it's so important for all of us to build those relationships with people. The first thing is communicate with your kids. And the second thing I want to talk about today is you just got to listen. Listening really is the language of love, isn't it? When you feel like someone's listening to you, when you feel like you're being heard, you demonstrate the value to your spouse or your kids. And in this new year, maybe it would be good for you to take a different avenue there and to really listen to your kids. And it's a key step to show empathy and to listen and not correcting. If you just listen with an open ear and an open mind, then what happens is, you know, you're not trying to just troubleshoot their situation all the time. Good communication often results in stronger relationships. Well, the third thing, communicate with your kids, listen, and then display affection. You know, even though teenagers are in the process of becoming adults and they want to be separated from their parents, they still want you to just connect with them. They want to hear loving words or affirmation. They want to hear encouragement. And it's nice to give them small gifts or to take time and just give them a hug and to let them know, hey, you are important to me. And I want to just let you know how important you are to me. You know, the fourth thing is play. Just have a time where you just say, okay, let's stop everything and let's go get an ice cream cone or let's throw a frisbee around or something like that. The other day, my family was up really, I don't know, I was up really late messing around with some stuff probably on the computer, and I went to bed around 2:30 in the morning, and my son came down and he said, what's going on? You know, he woke up and noticed that I wasn't in my bed, and he was like, okay, what's happening? So he came downstairs and said, what is going on? And I said, oh, I'm just finishing up with this. And he goes, man, I got scared because you weren't in the bed and it was just kind of freaky to me. So I went upstairs. My wife woke up and I said, hey, Why don't we go down and just, you know, go to a restaurant and have breakfast and just hang out for a while? And she said, you're crazy. It's 2:30 in the morning. What are you thinking? And I said, I know it's crazy, but, you know, let's do it. And so we did. And we really had a really cool connection. And it's a good thing to just play and to throw every reason to the wind sometimes and just to hang out and to do some crazy things. It doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to plan just an entire evening that's goofy to do or really hard to do. But hang out and play with your kids. And then the last thing, you know, just really be there for your kids. When you open up the communication and you listen to them and you really are giving them loving words and affirmation and encouragement, and if you're just hanging out and playing with your kids, I think they know that you're going to be there for them. And so when something comes up and when they actually ask advice to you, you're going to have something to say and they're going to listen to you. And so the new year can really start out in a great way that way. These are things that you could start tonight. As soon as you listen to this podcast, you can make this list and you can say, hey, I am going to do something different and I am going to make a difference in my life. Remember, in Jeremiah 29:11, God says in his word, New Living Translation says, for I know the plans I have for you, and they are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope. So until next time, this is Rev Tim. Check out the show notes at podcast.revtim.com, or you can email me at podcast@revtim.com. And so those are the two sources that you can go to and check out and leave a message there. Tell your friends about it. And if you're really, really, really brave, check out our church website at restoringhope.com. Until next time, this is Rev Tim.